CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The White House says Iran-backed militants in Syria launched a kamikaze drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan, killing three Americans and wounding and injuring more than 30 others.
Since the war began, Iranian-backed militants have launched more than 150 attacks on U.S. forces in the region. But this was the first attack targeting American troops in Jordan. The U.S. has retaliated several times with strikes of its own. Several congressional Republicans have released statements calling for stronger action from the Biden administration. Pentagon officials have told ABC these deaths of American service members will likely elicit a strong response.
ABC's Selena Wang. A judge in Hong Kong ordered troubled real estate developer China Evergrande to liquidate after it couldn't restructure $300 billion owed to banks and bondholders. San Francisco 49ers will meet the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl after they won their respective conference championships. This is ABC News. The drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that killed three American personnel and wounded more than 30, raising concern about a wider conflict.
Do you think Iran wants war with the U.S.?
No, I don't think so.
Joint Chiefs Chair General C.Q. Brown.
Do they want a broader conflict? Do you want us in a full-scale war? And that's the goal, is to deter them. And we don't want to go down a path of greater escalation that drives to a much broader conflict within the region.
The general on ABC's This Week broadcast. At the Louvre, climate activists hurled soup at the Mona Lisa. The story from Paris and ABC's Inez de la Cutera.
Calling for a sustainable food system, yelling, quote, our farming system is sick. Our farmers are dying at work. Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece is protected by a glass casing and wasn't actually damaged. This comes as French farmers have been protesting low wages for days, using their tractors to block some of the country's main highways. Inez de la Cutera, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov, more than 266,000 according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly, Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any effort to make abortion access more restrictive. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, to kick off a five-game road trip, and they'll be doing it with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, who admits you'll probably see some new assistant coaches hired and others let go.
There are changes that we have to make. There's no doubt about that. We'll start working on it immediately.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State over the weekend, 81-66. They seek their fourth win in a row in Nebraska Thursday against the Cornhuskers. NFL, the 49ers headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. In Baltimore, the Ravens lost at home to the Chiefs 17-10. The Ravens were 4.5-point favorites to win. Quarterback Lamar Jackson asked if he was frustrated losing to Kansas City.
Well, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short.
That's Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some fog and mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 20s, 39 and mostly sunny. On your Monday, it'll be breezy out of the southwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Some rain and snow or drizzle Monday night, cloudy, dreary conditions, low around 33, 37 on Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friday, the happy hour is here, Dom. This one could be the happiest of the week for everyone, except perhaps the former president, Donald Trump. And I'm trying to think of a proper analogy. This jury verdict, $83.3 million, a second awarding for defamation of E. Jean Carroll in a civil matter. Of course, the underlying charge is that he effectively raped her or committed sexual battery against her. But this verdict time, I'm trying to, you know, just prepare the Trump, you know, the MAGA Republican, you know, what's the proper analogy? So I think I got to go to WWE, Dom, and I think it's like Jimmy Superfly Snuka, and I'm up here on the balcony right now. I wish I could climb up, people could see me, you know, like jumping off that top turnbuckle and then flying into Trump's head like crossbody style and just taking him out, just... And I feel like that's how the jury awarded $83.3 million, because, Dom, nobody was getting sequestered this weekend over how big this award should be. Jury came back quick, and they stuck it to the man.
Not a whole lot of deliberation there. Again, the details on this, $7.3 million for compensatory damages, $11 million to restore her reputation, and $65 million in punitive damages.
You know, I'd really like to hear from the audience. I'd like to hear their analogies, this $83.3 million verdict. Let's paint it. Help me paint the picture. I need a better analogy. I'm just struggling for the words. What did this jury do to Donald Trump today? And be colorful, but FCC colorful. You know, be compliant. 844-967-2789. Also, Americans. I think we are the real Americans. We that fight for the Constitution. Now, I would like to bring those that would oppose Donald Trump, you know, maybe the Nikki Haley's, into our camp. She's not a fascist, but there are some in this audience that would say, au contraire, she would take away the reproductive rights, the abortive rights of women. She is a fascist. Leave her off. She's not an American. I don't want her any more than I want Donald Trump. Well, you better start voting for Joe. But anyways, the lines are open, and the grievances, they come flying on Fridays at 844-967-2789.
Let's get to them. Happy Friday airing of the grievances. Cam from Nina, you are up. Happy days, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Oh, man, I'm the last person when I'm put on the spot. I have no real answer for any of that. I mean, I saw the news before I started listening to the show today, and I was just thinking, like, man, like, he has, in quotations, so much money that he can just throw around and be a moron, a stubborn moron with, and campaign on this to try to drive up more donations to his campaign from his mentally ill followers. And I don't have anything against mental illness, right? There shouldn't be any reason. I have my own share of problems, but these people need help, and I don't know how it's even feasible to end up helping them in the end. You have this border problem, Republicans blocking any kind of fix for it, and then complaining that there's no fix for it. It's annoying. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, it's beyond annoying.
The money thing with Gina Carano.
Republican Tom Tillis says it's immoral. I mean, they're playing. They recognize. Everyone recognizes there's an issue. A bipartisan effort in the Senate to address the issue. But Mike Johnson in the House, dead on arrival, Cam. They don't want it. They want it as a political tool. They want it as a club to beat, you know, Joe Biden with. But how does that even work? Like, hey, you know, look at this, how terrible this border is. I mean, wouldn't Joe just have to say, well, you know, we're working on it in the Senate, and you guys said no. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not clear, let alone the practical side of it, but the moral side of it, as Tillis and even Mitt Romney, another Republican, address Cam. I mean, what does it say about a person when there's a recognizable issue and people are working to solve it, and then they decide they don't want to do it because they want to take advantage politically, and maybe we'll deal with it next year. But of course, the math changes next year, Cam. And if Trump were to win, you think the Dems are going to be as apt to deal as they are right now?
No, they won't be. This is a perfect time to strike with any of this stuff. But these Republicans that are sitting on their hands, they're the same people that when you're a kid and you're playing with puzzles and putting puzzles together, they're the same kid that hid the last puzzle piece underneath themselves and watched as you looked around for it for, probably felt like hours as a kid, but their attention spans are pretty low. I hate that we're even talking about the border. I want to go back to talking about how we can feast on billionaires and get our fair share of salaries. The economy's great, right? But no one's wages are going up. Why is someone getting paid $20 an hour to do a college graduation job when you can go to fast food places and get a little bit less for doing less work?
Yeah, yeah. Aaron of the grievances, Cam, we appreciate your perspective. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton, Wisconsin, you're up. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, I think the reason that jury awarded so much money was because I think they're from the New York area, are they not? Because if this would have been a trial, because nobody in New York can stand Donald Trump, they hate him. But if this would have been like a trial down south somewhere, she probably would have got, you know, he would have got, she would have got nothing. They would have, you know, voted for him to have, you know, a clear conscience and clear him of all charges of wrongdoing. That, it just depends on where he
Cindy,
was, I think.
Cindy, that presumes that this jury is only ruling out of partisanship, and I think that's not fair. I would say a jury of Floridians, Alabamans, you know, name your stereotypical MAGA loving people, but when posed with the evidence, and understand it's not a question whether or not Trump sexually battered E. Jean Carroll, or B, whether or not he defamed her. The only question was how much should he pay for it? And you're right, maybe there's a little extra salt because New Yorkers know who this guy is, but they went through jury, you know, they had a chance to disclose whether or not they felt like they could be fair people. And I think the average American, God bless them, good American that goes and does their jury duty, I think they do their damnedest to try and be fair. And I'm glad they do, because I've never served jury duty, and I'd like to still pretend like I'm a real American.
I know, but I still think had it been down south somewhere in MAGA country, it'd have been a whole different story.
You would have gotten an OJ jury nullification, sort of a non-award award, $1 or something?
Yep. Hmm. Yep, that's what I'm thinking, and that's really, I honestly believe that.
Well, maybe he should have been criming down south instead of in the state of New York. Thank you for the call, Cindy. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Happy Friday. Mark, what do you got today?
Yeah, thanks.
Careful with your colorful analogies. I know where your brain always goes to, sir. Continue.
Well, it's just good that, you know, Donald Trump is going to be forced to pay this money out. And the thing is make him pay it out sooner rather than later, because he'll appeal. And that's what is kind of disgusting. And thanks for talking briefly about the execution down in Alabama, because that method of terminating a life was even determined to be too cruel to use on animals when you're putting them to sleep. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad because it just took my mind back to the last execution in the state of Wisconsin. Joseph McCaffrey, back in 1851, took him 20 minutes when they hung him because they botched the hanging. And because he was sitting there gasping for 20 minutes after the initial drop. And this just reminded me of that. I mean, I wonder how many people now that just think, well, that's, he deserved to do a die like that. And it's just horrific that
nitrogen that they used, Mark, apparently took the gentleman 20 minutes, something like that. Yeah, horrific. There should not be a death penalty. But thank you, Mark. Appreciate your grievance today. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze in one more before the break. Jeff from Madison, that's you. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. It's been a long time since I've talked to you. I do listen to you, but I just haven't called. But it's about time.
All right. Well, happy Friday, man. Thanks for joining us.
You got a colorful analogy for me?
Well, okay. You know how gerrymandered this state is and how the GOP controls, I don't know what the percent is, but even though they don't get the majority of the vote. And I was listening to recordings of this one of them today, one of the reps, one of the Republican reps who's a veterinarian, I guess, saying just crazy stuff comparing women to livestock. And,
you know,
talking about the ultrasounds and, oh, my God, and then all these biblical quotes that the guy was saying about the three women in the Bible and how one of them lived to 85 and impregnated by an age. We got to get this state redistricted. Clearly. My God, this is just crazy.
Hey, he's done thousands of mammalian ultrasounds, so he's the expert, Jeff. Yeah. I mean, come on. No big deal.
Wow.
Let me tell you about the Bible.
Hey, if he's a veterinarian, he should be preaching about more humane ways to put humans to death if we're going to have a death penalty, which I don't believe in. But, I mean, my God, whatever it is, that what they use for livestock and pets, I mean, it's humane. Why can't we, you know, they don't, I don't know, these Republicans are just crazy. They're just, and you know, Trump's their leader, you know, he's their man.
Yeah, well, it goes from the top down, doesn't it, Jeff? Hey, thanks for hitting us up, Jeff. Welcome back. Great to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
Bring your bitching.
Right here. We got more callers holding. It is the Friday. We air the grievances. And I know we're going to get to this AI conversation at some point. But, of course, the breaking news, Donald Trump hit with an $83.3 million penalty or lying about the person he raped.
That was like coming off the top turnbuckle, Jimmy Superfly Snooker style. Dom, you got to have a better analogy than that, man. Think on this one.
And we'll be right back. Join us, 844-967-2789.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big year for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Everything we do will have the 150th incorporated in.
Chamber Executive VP of Marketing, Laura Wiegert, joined Mino and the mayor to celebrate and share some history.
There was a Menasha Chamber, a Nina Chamber. They merged. The Appleton-Nina-Menasha Chambers merged in 1976.
Wiegert says events will be happening all year to take a look back at the Fox Cities and look forward to more success for the area.
We just want to tell our story. For us, that's a big
thing. Absolutely.
Because as the mayor said, people just don't know what chambers do and who they are. And we want people to know how we impact the community.
Congratulations on 150 years. You can learn more about the anniversary at foxcitieschamber.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday. Airing the grievances. Going back to the lines at 844-967-2789. Let's see who's been the most patient. It would be John from the MKE. Welcome, John. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going? Hey, I think they let Trump off easy. They should have rounded it out and got him for $100 million. Because what he did to her, it's crazy. And one other thing, I don't like his kids, but I feel sorry for them. They should have got him in their dad's face and told him, "Dad, sit your ass down. You're blowing everything, the family fortune and everything." But they just as crazy as daddy, But hey, you guys have a nice day.
Thank you, John.
All right, John. Appreciate your
input. I'm having
a
better than average day.
I mean, John, what do you expect, though? That's their dad. That's the guy that raised them, quote unquote. That's the guy they be like, quote unquote. What do they say? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, something like that.
Come on, the maid, the nanny raised those kids. And the, yeah. The one with the brains, Ivanka, got herself unhooked from the Trump org lawsuit and moved her ass down to Miami with Saudi money and her rich husband.
Go to work if you can get it. Yeah, they made hundreds of millions of dollars while working in the White House. But for some reason, the Republicans are all worried about Hunter Biden and his laptop from hell. Oh, let's air the grievances. 844-967-2789. Next up, we will have Tom from West Dallas. Welcome, Tom. What do you got?
Hey, Tom.
Hey there. Hi. This is such great news. And what makes it even better is because he cannot shut his trap, that if he continues to go on, she can sue him again. I was just listening to that on something on YouTube I was listening to, and that was the question. If he keeps talking, can he sue or can she sue him again? And they said, yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You sir, may I have another?
right. So hopefully this will happen and we can laugh even harder at this.
Tom, do you have any fun, colorful analogies like this jury award? It's like a, how would you describe it, sir? In an FCC friendly way.
Of course. I don't know. This is just better. This is like being a 13-year-old kid and seeing your first naked woman. How about that?
Unfortunately, it was Dom's mom.
Oh, geez. What? 844-967-2789. I mean,
sir,
Tom, right away, go to Maz. All right, I see how you are. Honestly, I hope Trump shuts his mouth. Man, I mean, I feel bad for E. Jean Carroll. I mean, what is she, 80 years old? Is she going to get, Trump is already saying, he does have some quotes, I don't have it in front of me, but he said it's absolutely ridiculous. That's part of his quote. And so he's going to appeal. There's already like $5.5 million sitting in an escrow account, basically, from the last time. So he will perhaps have to come up with the jing and deposit it somewhere for it to be available for E. Jean Carroll when he loses his appeals. Well, this poor woman, man, there's a reason why they gave $65 million in punitive damages, because it's deserved. Why does she have to go through this? He's the one that did the crime. He's the one who assaulted her. And now she has to continue making the death threats. An 80-year-old woman sleeping with a gun next to her. I mean, how much of that money, if she ever gets it, while she's still alive, is going to go towards security and all those kinds of things. I mean, what a strong, brave, unbelievable woman to actually stand up and do this, knowing that she's going after the quote unquote most powerful man, previously most powerful man in the world, and with an army of sycophants that will do his bidding. You know, come to the Capitol, will be wild. So I hope Donald Trump learns this lesson. I doubt that he will, but I mean, for her sake, I hope he moves on and focuses on other things. Then the other side of it, of course, this is the leading candidate in the Republican primary. You got to be kidding me, people. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
You know what's going to really suck, Dom?
What's that?
When the Letitia James case, when we get a verdict, a financial verdict against the Trump org and perhaps the disbandment of all Trump organization operations in New York State, what happens when they tell them you got to liquidate Trump Towers? You got to liquidate everything. Because if he gets a $300 million judgment or something north of that in New York, compounding on top of this $83 million judgment, on top of the $5 million judgment, I mean, he may not even get to the criminal cases, Dom. He's going to be in debtor's prison. 844-967-2789.
LaVale from Cobb, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Is LaVale?
Yes.
Yep. I just want to say that I hope that I wished I was that woman that got molested by Donald Trump.
I'm not going to follow his logic.
No, Barney. No, you don't want to be. No, just no. $83.3 million. The guy's the billionaire, right? Shouldn't be a big deal. Should be just able to cut a check, you know, find it on the couch cushions, right? Unless, of course, he's leveraged up to the hilt. We don't know. I don't know. You know, only the suckers pay taxes. He's got lots of money. Shouldn't be a problem. But he sure is acting like it's a problem. I mean, shouldn't he be able to just write a check and make it walk away, make it go away? That's what, you know, the billionaires do. That's what the rich do. But no, according to Donald Trump, this isn't America anymore. Why? Because you're being held responsible for your actions? I mean, I totally understand how that could feel like oppression. I mean, I had to deal with that when I was six, Donald Trump. You know, maybe you should have had those lessons then. You wouldn't be in the position that you are now.
I blame his mom. She didn't love him enough. Not enough hugs, clearly. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances around here on Fridays. Do we have time for one more this segment, Tom?
The grievances? We got 2 minutes. I think we're out of callers at the time, but you can join us. It's Fridays. That's what we do. What's your grievance, Crudy?
Well, my grievance is a little conversation we started before we went on the air today. And there's some breaking news out there in the world about some AI, some technology that is so advanced that Taylor Swift, obviously she's a famous singer, rich, and, you know, young lady, and someone has created pornography featuring AI generated images of Taylor Swift. And you started giving me this whole scale of like, well, if I draw a stick figure and put breasts on it, well, that's not what this is. And I got a few.
But isn't it? It's on the scale, though, right? Isn't it on the scale? And then now it's a matter of degree. And what about doppelgangers? Man, I mean, I have a lot of questions about this. And let's get to it in the next segment. Of course, we can take your calls as well. But Crudy, aren't we talking about degrees? If I draw a picture of you, right, and put it out there and it doesn't look like you, are you going to, sue me for it?
I don't want to see your doppelgangers again. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll have this argument on the other side. I think this is absolutely wrong. I think it should be rooted out and stopped in its tracks. And the fact that you can't see an issue that is so clear just speaks to something flawed in your character. More Devils.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The White House says Iran-backed militants in Syria launched a kamikaze drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan, killing three Americans and wounding and injuring more than 30 others.
Since the war began, Iranian-backed militants have launched more than 150 attacks on U.S. forces in the region. But this was the first attack targeting American troops in Jordan. The U.S. has retaliated several times with strikes of its own. Several congressional Republicans have released statements calling for stronger action from the Biden administration. Pentagon officials have told ABC these deaths of American service members will likely elicit a strong response.
ABC's Selena Wang. A judge in Hong Kong ordered troubled real estate developer China Evergrande to liquidate after it couldn't restructure $300 billion owed to banks and bondholders. San Francisco 49ers will meet the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl after they won their respective conference championships. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Milwaukee Friday to talk about the economy, which is defying expectations. New data from the Commerce Department shows GDP shot up 3.3% from October to December.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
Yellen speaking with ABC News. The State Department of Natural Resources is warning people to be safe on the ice as warm temperatures and rain weaken the ice. While Wisconsin saw bitter cold quickly freeze lakes earlier this month, temperatures around the state have been above freezing all last week. The DNR says to wear proper clothing like a life jacket and carry a stick or rod with you to check the ice before you step foot on it. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some fog and mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 20s, 39 and mostly sunny on your Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Some rain and snow or drizzle Monday night, cloudy, dreary conditions, low around 33, 37 on Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the devil's advocates. Because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show of Friday. It's a happier, happy hour. We're rolling through it with your grievances. You could be a part. Today is your day. 844-967-2789. It's not Donald Trump's day. If you hadn't heard, $83.3 million jury verdict against the former president in the E. Jean Carroll civil action. Again, he's accused of sexual battery and defamation, and a jury said stop doing that and awarded $65 million in punitive damages to try and shut the man up. And I find that sort of hilarious. Not great with the analogy. Best I could do is Jimmy Superfly Snuka hammering him off the highest turnbuckles, Dom, but others could do better at 844-967-2789. One on the text line, not a analogy per se, but Andrew says, Trump has gotten away with this stuff for his whole life. Can't teach an old dog new tricks. He'll be drawing this out in court until his Big Mac-filled arteries give him a heart attack. Well, give him another Big Mac and a Diet Coke. Let's see how quick we can work on that. By the way, the former president called the jury award of $83.3 million ridiculous and said he will appeal. That's the latest I've seen, Dom. But I can't believe that you and I don't see a little more eye to eye on this issue. Taylor Swift, AI, let's call it deep fake pornography of one of the world's most popular and famous pop stars. And I find this quite troubling. And I think that this should absolutely be stopped. I think it should be illegal. I think there should be laws. I don't think it should be allowable that someone's image is turned into pornography without their prior consent and remuneration. And of course, she didn't consent to this. So
right,
how do you think this could possibly be okay?
Define for me what the image is. And it doesn't matter because it's Taylor Swift or with some, you know, person down the street. Did you make a
distinction? How about if it was the six-year-old girl down the street?
I'm asking what's your distinction? Do you make a distinction because of a famous person or an everyday person? Do you believe that this should be illegal and whatever?
I think it should be illegal regardless of who the person. I would perceive the person who is represented falsely by this deepfake just like any other sort of posting of pornography, Dom. If you take someone's picture and post it, they're a victim. So it's not because it's Taylor Swift.
I just saw deep fake photos. I remember these earlier of Donald Trump getting arrested. Like, you know, and it's Donald Trump, and it's not porn, but it shows Donald Trump specifically very clearly. It's Donald Trump, you know, getting tackled and arrested.
I would say that's protected free speech because that's a caricature. That's clearly different than pornography.
Between pornography and deep fakes that would show an otherwise normal person like Donald Trump in a precarious situation that's not porn. Then you're okay with it?
I guess I'm less clear if it was identified. Yeah, I mean, I'm not clear what the context is entirely, but I'm going to say for conversation here, Dom.
Yes,
there's a line to be drawn when someone is represented sexually that is quite different than any other thing. And while you could certainly say Taylor Swift is a public figure, I would say it's different if you showed her fakely getting handcuffed and arrested. I would say that's defensible. If you show her getting handcuffed in a pornography AI, I don't think that's the same thing.
So it's the nakedness that bothers you. The circumstance of Donald Trump getting tackled and arrested where it never actually happened, you know, still could go against his person, quote unquote, right? But
because I'm not down for the deep fake AI anyways, Dom, but I find that less legally offensive and ethically offensive.
But I'm just wondering why. I mean, if it's showing a person in a position doing something that they did not do, shouldn't it matter at all whether or not it's porn or a fake arrest or robbing a gas station or smoking a joint or whatever the case may be? What is it about the sex part that gets you so uptight? But if it's anything else, then it's still not acceptable, but it's less bad. Because I would say this, and I talk about doppelgangers, right? I mean, Marilyn Monroe lookalikes. Hell, man, I saw after Sarah Palin. Remember Sarah Palin? I saw a porn with a Sarah Palin lookalike. And I swear to God, it looked like Sarah Palin. I mean, that was Sarah Palin. Should that also be, it wasn't Sarah Palin, but it was a lookalike. But I could not tell the difference. I mean, I've never seen Sarah Palin naked, but this was a representation obviously designed and made to be a lookalike of Sarah Palin. Now, should that also then be illegal? This is real people now. Or someone gets, you know, doctored up, gets the plastic surgery to look like somebody in that situation. Is do you see that as also the same kind of travesty as a fake AI porn?
Perhaps not, only in this regard. I suspect that the AI-generated porn was taken from actual images of Taylor Swift. This is not some lady that got a plastic surgery to kind of look like Taylor Swift so some guy could, you know, imagine himself and do what men do with deepfake porn, apparently, Dom. But I would say that a caricature is a defensible position by the First Amendment of the Constitution. You can publish in a penthouse magazine something about the President of the United States because he's a public figure. You can offer an opinion, say he's a terrible whatever thing. You could say stuff about public figures. But when you start representing them in a sexual fashion, or non-public figures, but certainly even to the level of a public figure, that is less defensible to me. The First Amendment doesn't cover AI deepfake porn on pop stars.
I'm not clear about that. Didn't Hustler magazine, didn't they do the Jerry Falwell thing, right?
Yes, yes.
And that was...
satire.
So how is this not satire?
Well, they didn't depict Jerry Falwell in deepfake AI porn.
They literally depicted him as an incestuous drunk who had sex with his mother in an outhouse. I mean,
that
literally,
was the statement they made. That was different. That is protected speech. You can say crappy, opinionated stuff about someone. See the former president, but you can cross lines there too, to the point of defamation. And that went all the way to the Supreme Court, Larry Flint versus United States versus Larry Flint, right? So yes, that was decided actually on behalf of the publisher of Playboy magazine, as anyone that saw Woody Harrelson play him in the movie knows. But I would say this is different. It wasn't a, you can draw a picture of Donald Trump. You could probably legally in a defensible way put a deep fake Donald Trump getting arrested, whatever the case may be, although he might sue your ass and he might have some civil against you. But I would say when you start putting out representation using someone's their start point pictures, because here's what it turns into. Some pictures you took of your kid as a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, the bathtub, turns into some other twisted person's deep fake porn on the internet. And that does exist. And that's the greater problem, Dom, because, you know, unfortunately, a Taylor Swift's going to be vulnerable to this. But there are anonymous kids out there where this is happening to them as well. And they are the victims of this, whether they know
it or not. Joe
Biden
did have some executive directive regarding deep fake AI child porn. So that's being addressed in some regard. But, I mean, this is, of course, the challenge with AI, these kinds of conversations. And then we're going to have to, you know, deal with this as we move forward, certainly.
Here's what the White House said today. They are alarmed by the circulation of fake AI-generated Taylor Swift photos. So I'm glad I am with the Biden administration. You know, I know you're down for pretty much anything, Dom, but the White House called the circulation of explicit images generated by artificial intelligence a pop superstar Taylor Swift alarming, that's the direct quote, as critics cite the incident as the latest example of the growing risks of deepfakes. We are alarmed by the reports of the circulation of false images, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Friday. Here's a little bit longer quote. While social media companies make their own independent decisions about content management, we believe they have an important role to play in enforcing their own rules to prevent the spread of misinformation and non-consensual intimate imagery of real people. She added, sadly, though, too often we know that lax enforcement disproportionately impacts women, and they also impact girls, sadly, who are overwhelmingly targets of online harassment and also abuse. and fake sexually explicit images of Swift circulated across the internet this week, leading to a backlash from her fans and renewing calls from federal lawmakers for social media companies to enforce their rules. It has also spurred fresh conversation about the potential risks associated with artificial intelligence and AI-generated content.
I don't hear anybody talking about making a law, but they're saying what that quote says is, yeah, you know, Facebook and Twitter, they got to handle their own stuff. A non-consensual intimate imagery.
Dom, the next line in this story is about those that have made propositions as recently as last May, unveiled a bill last May. Rep. Joseph Morelli, a Democrat from New York, unveiled a bill last May to make sharing deepfake pornography illegal. And President Biden in October signed a sweeping executive order on artificial intelligence focused on seizing on the emerging technology and managing its risk. The order included several new actions which focus on areas like safety, privacy, protecting workers, and innovation. Of course, Tom, I'm sorry to interrupt. Please continue. But there have been legislative propositions from the Democrats.
Going forward, certainly, and we know this. Non-consensual intimate imagery. What about non-consensual anything imagery? Again, the Donald Trump getting arrested thing. You know, the Donald Trump hanging out with Putin. I mean, I've seen these things literally as soon yesterday and today. And they're the
you're
very
real. You're going to ban memes next, Tom?
I'm asking you, Crudy. You're the one that has this greater objection. I certainly get it.
I don't see how you can't draw a distinction between pornography and a meme.
What do you mean, man? Okay, address for me the Sarah Palin look-alike porn. I mean, it would look exactly like Sarah Palin. You couldn't tell if you didn't know. You look at a picture of Sarah Palin, you look at that. I mean, an actor, actress, and actor playing people that look exactly like them, doppelgangers. What do you do then? Is that okay or is that not okay?
I am less clear on whether or not that could be prevented, but I think that Sarah Palin would have a legitimate cause and should seek legal counsel and find out if she could block the dissemination of those images through the civil court process. But yeah, I think she'd have a fair fight in the courts, Tom. Whether or not Crudy's legal opinion would be upheld, I don't know. I'm talking about ethically, it's damn wrong. I don't know why you and I are fighting about this, because it's just wrong, Dom. No one should be represented in a pornographic, in a sexualized manner.
What is it about the sexualized manner that makes it any different than any other person being non-consensually put in any situation?
I'm just telling you, Dom, not everyone's as comfortable with their sexuality as you might be.
Okay, but I don't know why that's the distinction. If you think it's against some moral code to show someone, you know, pulling a gun out and robbing a gas station. Hey, here's Donald Trump walking into a gas station and robbing it. Oh my God, it looks like Donald Trump. This is the thing we're going to have to deal with. You make the distinction because, well, maybe what if he did it naked, then it'd be different. You know what I mean? The sexualization part is the part that I don't quite get. If you think it's wrong to have non-consensual imagery of anybody at any time, then you should be consistent throughout it. What is it about A, B, or C? I think, well, it's okay up to this point, but now and that. And if someone's a doppelganger or someone, you know, does the role-playing thing to play that person in a real porn, that should now be illegal as well? I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't see how that plays out.
844-967-2789.
Let's get some callers in. L.A., Tom, you are up. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. Second, I think everything needs to be sourced. I think when you put things on the internet or in memes or whatever it is, it should have a source behind it. Where did it come from? I think that would take care of a lot of the problem. But I do have grievances today. And my grievance is anybody out there that votes Republican, especially in the state of Wisconsin, and watches the Republicans take your money and not give it back to you through the Medicaid expansion and closing down rural hospitals, the train money, Russian Ron Johnson being in his homeland.
Oh, I'll run out of time. Yes, great grievances. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. One last segment. Come with us.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Be patient. We got lots of callers. We'll try to get to you all.
Dom, just want to acknowledge and congratulate Senator Lena Taylor, or should we call her District Court Judge Lena Taylor. She is the newest Tony Evers appointment to the bench in Milwaukee County. Senator Lena Taylor, I can't believe that Dan Bice, our friend over on the page six of the Journal Sentinel, kind of making about money, you know, like she's always chasing a higher paying job. And I'm like, you know, being a judicial appointee is kind of a prestigious position. And I hope you never come before her on some petty misdemeanor.
I mean, come on, aren't we all trying to get a little more money, Dan?
Who could blame her if she was trying to get a raise? I mean, state legislators make 51 grand a year. If it weren't for the per diem, none of them would take the job.
844-967-2789. Speed rounds. Let's get to it. Catherine from Madison. Happy Friday, Catherine. What do you got?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi. I'm a respiratory therapist, and I was really interested in that execution they did today. They used
nitrogen
for. Yeah. And I remember hearing that they were going to use this. The first time they're using a gas. And I cannot understand why they're having so much trouble figuring out a humane way to execute people. This guy, whoever it was, with nitrogen, what you're essentially doing is just suffocating them. And if you give them some sort of a, if you knock them out beforehand, then they wouldn't know it. But I don't understand why they don't use nitrous oxide, which the dentists use, because that is actually very lethal in higher doses. And it would be a decent way to knock somebody out and die. You know, I cannot understand why they can't figure out. I mean, people also just give them too much morphine, I just don't understand why this is such a big problem. And
I'm not clear that we want to give the government bright ideas on the more efficient way to kill humans. But, you know, my initial.
As a people, is how to murder each other. So,
pretty sure if you gave them too much fentanyl, it would do the trick. It kills a lot of unaware Americans. But I would suspect many of the drug companies reject the idea of their drugs being used to kill people in a humane or inhumane fashion. 844-967-2789. What else?
Karina from Milwaukee, you are next. Welcome, Karina. What do you got?
Hey, party girl.
Hi. Well, guys, about the nudity and everything like that, I think that, there is a law in place that you cannot use anybody's image for your own purposes without the concession for it. Even if I want to, if I'm making a picture and I want to put it somewhere, I have to ask you if it's okay with you. One. And two, I think, Don, this is where you got each other, is that the fact is that I cannot walk on the streets naked. right? I'm gonna get arrested. So that's the difference, Don. That's the difference between nudity and non-nudity. And I think that it's my image, and you better ask me, what are you doing with that before you're doing it? And it's simple. It doesn't matter what you do with that. But
it's almost like you want control over your own body, Karina.
Right, I understand.
Karina, I totally get it, but let me tell you something. I've been told I look like John Hamm. You know, so if I did like a porn of, what was it, Mad Men, you know, knockoff, and I play the John Hamm role, you know, do I need permission from, you know, them to do that? I don't think so. I think there's, you know, I'm me. I am me, and I look like me. Now, it's not in the control over your own body. Well, if it's generated from a stick figure or an AI, it's not real. I mean, that's my thing. It's not real. I don't know. This is an interesting conversation. Thank you for your contribution always, Karina. 844-967-2789.
You know, many, many years ago, I saw a MASH porno. You know, they replicated the characters from MASH, Hot Lips, right. Hot Hips, Houlihan, and all that sort of thing. I don't know if there were any lawsuits after the fact, but I would think whoever owned the MASH brand might have felt a little offended and might have sued over the use of their likeness.
All right, speed round. Let's get to it. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Man, president was in town. What'd you think, Dave?
Well, thank you. I guess I was unaware that he was coming to Superior.
Come on! You were supposed to be our cub reporter on the street, man.
Ah, geez. You'll have to get you guys have to notify me then, so I can do that duty.
You weren't listening that day.
No, that's true. I wasn't. I can't listen to you guys all the time. I'm just not. I'm always available to do that. Even if I wish I could, though.
You can always listen to the podcast each night when you get home from work.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then I would have known that Biden was coming to town. hey, well, maybe three things. Hey, do you guys know how many states allow I have a death penalty by gunfire?
No, how
I would
many?
Guess
there's four states. See, Idaho was the most recent one to pass a law to allow it. But Mississippi, the neighbor Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and then we got a fifth one. Idaho passed it on March 20th, 2023. But moving right along.
We don't have capital punishment in Wisconsin, but, you know, our Second Amendment-loving Republicans would opt for the gun route, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you're right. I mean, here's the other thing is, you know, like Alabama is supposed to be one of them Bible Belt states, right? And I thought that thou shalt not kill was one of the Ten Commandments. And so what's so
an eye for an eye. Hey, real quick, we got a few more.
Let's get to Tom from Grafton. You're up, Tom. What do you got?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. Hey, I wanted to thank you for getting Lou Regali on there. What a neat show and really classy. And I appreciate
Sunday
that.
Morning, 7 to noon, right on the Civic Media Network, but please continue.
Right. And it's great. It's on so many of your stations around the state. I was wondering, do the Lions play this weekend?
They play on Sunday. Go Lions, hear the roar.
Yeah, go Lions, go. Go Lions, go.
I've suddenly become a Niners fan.
Rico, you got 20 seconds. Go!
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, man.
I got three words. Democracy, democracy, and then again, democracy.
I'm putting you down as one of the real Americans, Rico. Thank you all for listening. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And Busted Pencils, special time, 7 o'clock tonight.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Campbell.